From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Violence in Nigeria. At least 47 people were killed and dozens wounded in a bomb attack on a crowded market in Borno State. The blast hit Tuesday at a market in Sabongari. U.S. officials have accused an international group of hackers and stock traders of stealing insider information and making as much as $100 million in illegal profits. Federal authorities in New Jersey said Tuesday it is the biggest scheme of its kind ever prosecuted. Authorities say hackers stole financial and other information from companies that published press releases. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
We allege that the conspirators stole more than 100,000 news releases, traded ahead of more than 800 company releases, and made more than $30 million.
Nine people have been indicted for fraud. China's tightly controlled currency, the yuan, saw its biggest drop in two decades Tuesday. We get more from Bill Ide.
The value of the Chinese yuan has been gradually rising for a decade, and Tuesday's fall was its biggest slide since 1994. The 1.99% slide just shy of its daily up or down limit of 2% comes just 2 days after China announced that exports had once again fallen, contracting in July more than 8% from the previous year. Analysts say the recent volatility in the country's stock market also played a role. Bill Ide, Beijing.
A young Mississippi couple has been arrested and charged with trying to join Islamic State militants in Syria. Mohammed Daklala and his fiancée were arrested by the FBI in Mississippi Saturday as they prepared for a plane trip to Turkey. This is VOA News.